The wait is over for the Butterfly Effect Theater of Colorado to begin another season, this time returning to an indoor stage. BETC will begin the season with The Children, written by British playwright Lucy Kirkwood. The play is produced and directed by BETC's co-founder Stephen Weitz. The Children is a post-nuclear disaster thriller, which runs September 15 to October 8. The play features three nuclear physicists who are in their 60s. The scientists wrestle with the chaos they are leaving behind for future generations. This was a play we were really interested in doing back before the pandemic, and it's still extremely relevant and powerful, and we are really excited that we get to bring it to folks, White said. The season will continue with The Royale, by Marco Ramirez, which opens October 27. Ms. Holmes and Ms. Watson, by Kate Hamill, kicks off in the new year on February 2, and Eden Prairie, 1971, by Matt Smart will close the season beginning April 6. Each production can be seen at the Derry Arts Center. The BETC crew adapted the seasons that fell during the pandemic to outdoor stages and virtual performances, but for Whites, it just wasn't the same. There is something different, I think, about being in a truly shared space. There have been studies that show that during a theatrical performance, audiences' heart rates will regulate to a very similar tempo. There is something about that shared energy, White said. Producing theater during the pandemic was a learning experience for Whites and many other theater participants. Like many other theater companies, BETC learned many new skills it would not have attempted before, White said. The other big impact for all arts participants and creators is that I think it really heightened how much we can do to share our art in a multitude of accessible ways, White said. One of the silver linings of the pandemic was that all of a sudden there was all this art online. Although Whites agrees that taking the arts virtually wasn't the same experience, he said it was a good thing to push artists beyond, in his case, the four walls of the theater and to think about those who can't afford to or are unable to physically attend. The main play shows will not be available virtually, but BETC is expanding other programming so that it is accessible virtually this season.